Welcome back, boys and girls. It's episode 123, your Hump Day podcast, 8-Bit Bourbon. And we had some tech problems as usual, but we got it going, and that's what's important. Adam, Dustin, what's going on?
Nothing. Thanks for being our tech support, Andy.
Yeah. Well, they didn't get back to us, so somebody had to pick up the phone.
Oh, they're going
to
get back to us while we record this, and I'm going to tell them to fuck off.
30 minutes in.
They're going to be like, have you guys tried unmuting your computer?
Snap. There's a microphone. Is there a red light through it?
They usually go, do you guys have VoIP on? Like, yeah.
Yeah, right. Whatever. Actually, it's not that big of a deal because I'm fine with using the Scarlett to hear. I just have been too lazy to get my headphones out. It's actually, you know, because it's not, you know, like, Adam, when we used to have that problem where it would, like, be delayed through the speakers.
Yeah.
It actually hasn't happened in a while, but, like, that can happen where it's just direct monitor.
Yeah, that's just been going on. Like, I can't do Skype and GarageBand together anymore. Like, it just does not. That's what happens eventually.
GarageBand is a massive resource hog, and Skype kind of is too, so this is a much... I'm surprised this thing doesn't suck more. Like, the most impressive part about this thing is it runs pretty smooth because, I mean, you're recording a WAV and an MP3 at the same time and using VoIP, you know?
Yeah,
seems like it would be a lot of shit. Yeah, so what you guys been up to?
We finished Dying Light.
I watched some of that stream. That game is fucking hilarious. You guys played for 12 hours in a row. That was unbelievable.
No, it was like 7.
Was it? Yeah. I feel like I left and came back like, and
we,
it was like
we stopped. Dustin kept me on getting kicked from the game, so we took like an hour break, and then we came back and we finished. It was like,
I guess you guys didn't start till 2, right? So, yeah.
Yeah. Then we came back at like 4, maybe? 4:30? Played till about
I think
midnight.
It was around 4:30. Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun, Andy.
It's a lot of fun.
So how'd you guys enjoy it?
I loved
it.
Oh,
it was great.
Yeah.
Except for the last bit.
Yeah, the ending, they make you do it by yourself. They kick your partners out.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, which I understand.
Awful. Yeah, like
I understand it, but
I guess I get it as a story thing, if that's what you mean, but that's still lame.
Because they never really acknowledge, even in the multiplayer, that there's another player there.
Totally. And that's fine, but like, why not just keep faking it?
That's what I said. But when you do the final thing, you kind of understand why they did it.
Yeah.
It's fucking intense.
It's fucking hard.
Did you guys both beat it singly once you like logged off?
Yeah, Dustin was going to leave and watch it on Twitch, and I was like, no, play it with me. And we were kind of like giving each other pointers. Like, I would get to a certain point, I'd be like, dude, watch out for this guy. Then I would fall.
Oh, he was still in a party.
Yeah, and then he'd pass, be like, watch out for this. It was fun.
That's funny. That game is absolutely hilarious to
watch.
It's
such a good game.
It's so beautiful.
Real quick, let me ask you this. What would that be on your, would it make your top 10 of 2015?
I said before we even finished, it would have been third, I think.
I'm telling you. Brad Shoemaker gets no goddamn respect. Every game that he picked, I pretty much agreed with, although I never played that one.
But I was thinking about it like last week or the other day. I forget which one it was, but like I was thinking like of all the top 10 lists I saw of last year, like Dying Light, I don't think made any.
Yeah.
Like I there's really no complaints about that game. It runs great. It looks great. The story is good enough. Like, it's not bad. The side missions are quick.
It doesn't
and
drag
easy.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I was surprised that there was a second part to it, too.
Yeah.
You're in the main area, and then you're like, oh, we're close to finishing it. Nope, there's another part to it. It looks exactly like Assassin's Creed. It's really, really fun.
Yeah, and I was saying in the stream, like, they kind of train you how to do, like, the parkour and jumping thing, and then they dump you into this next level where you really need to do it, like, all the time. And by the time you
get
there, by the time you get there, you're, like, trained enough that everything's, like, smooth and fluid, and you just feel like a badass jumping from building to building or grappling hook around. It was really great.
What I gathered from the giant bombcast was that a lot of people didn't get through the first like 2 hours, which or 4 hours, whatever it was, which like apparently was like pretty good, but people felt like, oh, I've played this game, when in reality the game like completely changes.
I never really felt like that game had a low. Like, it has the nighttime, which makes it a completely different game.
Scary at nighttime.
It almost felt like the difficulty scaled just because you had stronger weapons, but sometimes the zombies would just take more hits. They weren't necessarily harder, but there was just more of them.
Right.
Yeah, like we cleared this one marketplace, okay, and there must have been 75 zombies in there. Probably took us like 10 minutes to kill them all. It was intense.
Is there like an ammo constraint in that, or an ability constraint, or like so pretty much?
And you don't really
does it affect you a lot, or could you really just go forever?
I only use like the melee weapons. Dustin was like our gunner.
Yeah, I had to buy ammo pretty much every time we stopped to do anything. Like if we went into a safe zone, there's always a shop there, so I'd have to just get all the ammo that I could until I was full.
And sometimes you need to use guns because like your guy's not invincible, and if you go up against like four guys that are shooting at you, you'll die pretty quick. So you're kind of forced to use guns. But it would be funny, like we'd be fighting like two zombies, and Dustin would just be using like a double barrel shotgun. He's like, "Why are there more zombies?" I'm like, "I don't know. Maybe because you're using a fucking shotgun."
It's just fun watching them blow away, like their body parts flying all over the place.
How many hours would you guys say that?
I think I put around 30, but I also did I did all the side quests and just dicked around for a while.
Yeah, I probably put in about 20, 25 hours into it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was a great game.
There's like a couple of things that I missed in the story, but because I was doing Adam's missions, but it wasn't that far behind when I went back into mine. Just a couple things here and there.
Yeah, and it was really fun to play like a co-op game. Like I did it with Halo Guardians, that was fun, and then I did it with this one, and this one was really fun. It's fun to have like that co-op campaign.
So it's a dying thing. Well, I guess it was never really a big thing online, but you don't see a lot of them couch co-op or online anymore.
And it's a good Twitch game too. It's fun. Mm-hmm. A lot of like you're always doing something, so people there's really no like lows.
But yeah. So before we move on from Dying Light, I know you wanted to talk about Twitch related things.
Yeah. Okay. When I Twitch,
here comes the Adam rant.
When I Twitch, I try to be nice to everybody. Like I appreciate people coming in, watching us play. Like there's no reason why you need to choose us. I appreciate people that do it.
That just reminded me of when Fibbage people used to like just shit on you for no reason. Yeah. And it was so we would laugh so hard.
That's fun. Like I like when the audience is engaged. Like if they choose they want to like shit on us, that's fine. It makes everybody laugh, and it was fun. It was all in like good fun. So the problem it's not necessarily a problem, but every time we play Dying Light, we'll get people that watch us and they'll ask, like, can we join your game? And one time we played, somebody asked, like, really nicely. I think he said he was a listener to the show. I don't know if that was true or not. But Konomenon was modding for us. And he was like, yeah, these guys will probably let you play. So we gave him our info. He joined, and we had a blast with him. It was good stuff.
It's more than two-player. You can play four-player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But this play, I mean, me and Dustin at this point, we're three-quarters done with the game. We've done 95% of it together. I don't think when we had the extra person, we really did anything story-wise. We kind of just ran around and killed zombies. So people would ask to join. I'd be like, no, we started this thing together. We're just going to finish it. We do have some achievements that we want to go back and get that require other people. So like if we decide to do those, we'll grab some people from like the audience and we'll play. Nobody ever responds to that, but I feel like they get the message. So we're playing and I don't know if Dustin is, but I'm constantly getting messages and party invites and game invites from people that just get my name from either like if they go to the Xbox store and we're one of the featured streams or they see my name somewhere on the stream itself.
On Twitch somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. They're sending me invites and like I type in the chat like we're playing two player. Sorry. I keep doing it. I mean, I think I had like 12 messages at one point from just random people. And they're not saying, hey, can I play with you? They're saying, invite me to your game. That's what they write. Invite me to your game. And like, these are strangers. Like, I don't know you. Like, and if you're going to ask me, say like, hey, watch your stream. Can I play with you? Or just be polite about it. So I keep on saying like, no, we're playing. And then this one douchebag, like after I was like, I must have said something like these people keep sending me invites. It's fucking annoying. This one douchebag in the chat, and I can't remember exactly what he said, but he said to like the effect of, "You guys are playing a public game on Twitch, and you're going to complain about people sending you invites, wanting to join your game. What is wrong with you guys?" or something like that. I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about? Why do these people like think that they can just join our game?
They're entitled.
Yeah, why are they entitled to, like, we're not playing a public game. Me and Dustin are playing a private game. My settings are on private, so people can't join.
Mm-hmm.
Why does this guy, like, think we're the problem? When people aren't asking if they can join, they're sending in messages say, invite me. Invite me to your game. Like, what the fuck is wrong with people? Why do they think, like, that's okay? Like, why would that guy defend the other people?
They don't have any friends, so they want you to be their friend.
That's just something that's done. You know, like, people do dying like Twitches, where it's like,
yeah,
anybody join me, which...
Yeah, but I would imagine people put that in the title. Like, I put...
Right.
The title was Dying Light Finale with Dustin and Adam. That was the title.
Right.
And I said multiple times during the stream, like, I either said it on the stream or I typed it in when people asked, like, hey, we've started this together. We're just going to play two-player. You know, sorry. And then this one guy just fucking has to run his mouth about how we're the problem, not the people that are sending messages demanding to get into our game. Not even asking, just saying, invite me to your game. It's like, who does that? If I was watching a Twitch stream, I would never say, invite me to your game. Never. I wouldn't even think of it.
I got like 5 friend requests on Xbox during the stream.
Mm-hmm. Like, and I get it. You want to play with people. You know, you like Dying Light. And it is, in my opinion, the game's more fun with a friend.
Absolutely. I would be too terrified to play by myself.
It's like, what the fuck is wrong with people? Like, why do they think that's okay? And why are we the bad guys when we said we're not going to do that?
Yeah. Now that being said, would you guys consider doing a Dying Light Twitch that says, come join our game?
Yeah, because there's some achievement. We were saying in the stream, there's some achievements we want to get that are specifically you have to have 4 people in your group. And we said we were going to do that. You know, we plan on doing that. And mind you, we're 7 hours in, or 5.5 hours into our stream. It's like 11:30 at night. And we're at the end of the game, and these people... now want to bash us for not, even if we did bring them in, they would get kicked, like, in 5 minutes because we're about to do the ending. It's like, it makes no fucking sense. I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't get why people think, like, I owe them, because I'm streaming Dying Light. I owe the people that are in the watching, I owe them a shot to play in our game, or I owe them an invite. It's like, no, that doesn't work. If I'm playing Call of Duty or something, I'm not going to invite everybody that's watching. Like, I just don't get it. I've never had this problem with any other game except Dying Light.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's so weird. I just don't get it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense in Fibbage, you know? Because that's the whole point of the game.
And I wasn't trying to be a dick about it. Every time somebody would write about it, I'd be like, say sorry, we're not doing that. And I never even mentioned, like, I never once brought it up, hey, we're looking for people to play. Never once.
Dustin, did you ever call anybody a pussy?
I don't know. We were both drinking wine, so maybe I called him some names.
I wanted to. I didn't get as mean as I get in Fibbage, but I pretty much told that guy to go fuck himself.
Yeah, I think we called him entitled and
just a
whatever
douchebag.
Was he just in the chat?
Yeah, he was just in the chat. He's like, you guys are playing a public game and you guys are getting pissed when people are trying to join you. It's like, no, we're not playing a public game. We're playing a private game.
You should have just immediately kicked him.
Yeah, I thought about him.
That's how we run our Twitch.
Oh, dude, I'm
as few people as possible.
I'm a fucking banhammer. I fucking do it all the time. I don't.
The one game we will not ban anyone from is Fibbage, unless you're cheating. Not even cheating.
Yeah,
not even cheating. Unless you're putting the answers in the chat. That's actually the only thing I care about.
I banned the one dude that beat us all by like 7,000 that said he didn't know the answers.
Oh, yeah. I've never banned a cheater, but I've definitely banned the people, like, putting the answers in the chat because it's just the dumbest thing you could ever do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I banned him because we're going to start a new game, and he would just get back in. You know, this way he can't see what the next...
I think you can kick them for, like... Oh, no, that's chat. I was going to say, there's, like, a time limit. You can, like, time them out.
I don't know if you can stop them from actually viewing.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't even know if that works. I don't even know if the ban thing works. You can probably make another account or just publicly watch it without an account. Or
I wonder if you could, if you ban them from chat, I wonder if they can still see the chat, because then you could just drop the code in there, but I think you probably can.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't know when gamers change to like that that we owe each other anything. I would just never ask anybody to do that, unless you know, the guy was playing alone and I'm the only guy watching it. We had like 19 mm-hmm. people in there, and I mean, I don't know if the messages and notifications that come up on my Xbox show up on the stream, because I know like when you snap something, or not snap something, but when you double tap your Xbox button, go to your friends, that stuff doesn't show up in the stream. But I was just getting, for like an hour, just messages nonstop. That's all I'd get.
Yeah,
I tried to be polite about it. I tried my best. I was like, I just don't get it.
I mean, that kid could have been 13 years old too.
Yeah.
Oh, he definitely was. I said he was either 13 or 36.
Yeah.
Either way, he's still living with his parents.
Yeah.
he's just like goes to Twitch channels and like is mad about something.
I don't know. And it sucks because I do appreciate everybody that comes in and watches the Twitch, because Dying Light does really well for us. It really does.
Yeah. Well, the next time you guys can do a group play, and then you'll realize why you don't usually allow people in games.
Yeah. Well, the one
you
person
make a rule though. You should make a rule though. If someone wants to join Dying Light, they have to have their voice chat on for Twitch. That's 100% a rule.
We did it with Eric Richard or Eric Brashear or whatever his name is. He said he was, you know, he said he listened to podcasts. He's on my friends list on my Xbox. He still plays Dying Light quite a bit.
I think that's all he plays.
I hope you guys get like some 10-year-old on the Twitch like cursing you out. That'd be so fun.
This isn't Call of Duty. So it'll be fine.
Yeah, I just know you. The best part is when I'm like, no, we're just going to play by ourselves. And then for next 45 minutes, I get game invites or party invites.
You guys are popular, you know?
Yeah. Best thing is, I think Dustin made the party chat private, thank God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
I didn't. I was like, they could just join.
I think they can only join if they're friends, though.
Yeah, but I think they might be able to do it if they're followers, because I've picked up so I must have like
I don't think so
20 new followers since we've been doing Dying Light.
If they can, that's stupid. I would assume not. That would be ridiculous if you could just follow someone and join their private. That means I could join Brad Shoemaker's parties. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which would be kind of hilarious, actually. It's mayhem. Yeah. So, you know, Twitchers. They're a weird breed. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't. I have no problem with people wanting to play with us. I just have a problem with the guy telling us what we're doing is weird when we're getting, like, annoyed that people are sending us. And it's not, hey, can I play your game? It's invite me to your game. That's the message I'm getting.
And it's not that, like, we're getting one message about it. There was that one guy who sent you, like, 8 different messages.
There's still a guy. Every time I play Dying Light, like, I'll be cleaning up some, like, side quest or doing something, just fucking around. This kid will just send me messages for, like, 15 minutes. Party invites, game invites, party invites.
Is it Pun?
No.
That's what I get every time I log on to my Xbox.
I forget the kid's name. It's fucking obnoxious.
All right, Dustin, any last words before we move on from Dying Light?
I have to buy the season pass to play the DLC, because that game is fucking sweet.
Baby. And get the ninja suit.
I don't know if I might get the ninja suit, just so that
it comes with the season pass.
Yeah, right.
That's sweet. Okay.
Who cares about the content?
We could both be ninjas.
There you go.
Yeah.
Having the ninja suit was awesome in that game. So funny.
Yeah, my update on what I've been doing is hilarious because it's stuff from months ago.
Nice.
Or a year ago. I saw Daredevil. I actually saw that a while ago. I just forgot to talk about it.
The Ben Affleck
I saw
movie?
Winter Soldier.
The movie?
Yeah, well, I saw that one in the theaters. That's not true, but
I watch that every weekend. It's so good.
Oh, it's so good. But I saw Daredevil and I saw Winter Soldier. So Daredevil I thought was pretty much great.
Are you talking season 1 or 2?
No. I'm sorry. What the fuck am I? Not Daredevil. That's why you said Ben Affleck. I meant Deadpool. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
but maybe I dream about Daredevil.
I mean, it's Ben Affleck. Everyone dreams about Ben Affleck.
I know, he's so dreamy. which was, I thought, great. It's not the kind of movie I really thought about after I saw it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it didn't have like a lasting impact, but it's just like a super fun movie. And I really would have a hard time bringing up any complaints about it outside of like, maybe Ryan Reynolds cuts back like the, you know, sharp wit, maybe just 5%, something like that. But outside of that, it was tremendous. Really, really good. Love the action scenes were really well done. I love that it kind of like made fun of the, you know, the generic comic book movie type thing, which was like the whole point of the movie, really. I love that he talks straight to the camera and shit. And it was like actually kind of a story you cared about, you know, mixed in with all that comedy and stuff. So
yeah, it's a romance. Take your loved ones.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Like the girl that he meets is like just, you know, a hooker who's batshit crazy. Like the, I don't know, it just all worked really well.
The pegging scene was my favorite.
what scene?
The pegging scene where she puts on the strap on and goes to town.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I think I tried to black that part out. yeah, I like her. She's from Homeland, right?
Yeah. She's from Firefly.
And Gotham.
Oh, yeah. Those two.
Trinity.
but yeah, I thought that was really good. Winter Soldier, I finally saw, because I figure I'll at some point see, what's the Civil War? Is that the new one?
In a couple of years?
Yeah.
yeah. Winter Soldier was good. I liked it. I thought it was good. I actually really like the Captain America movies, which I couldn't give a fuck about the Captain America character before that.
That's the way I feel.
Yeah, they do a really good job of them. And I got to tell you, the more I see those movies, I actually really like the Captain America character. I like that he's like, the whole idea is that he's like genuinely good to the bone, but that doesn't really jive with like the real world. You know what I mean? That's kind of like the whole push and pull of Captain America. And the action scenes are just badass in that. Like, it's really hard to make scenes look super realistic these days as far as like those like hyper whatever fight scenes, and they did a really good job of that stuff. And I love the guy who plays the bad guy, who is Moriarty in Sherlock, right? Isn't it that actor?
Was it?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I'm not sure. Where have I? I've seen that guy somewhere before.
The bad guy in Captain America?
Yeah, and by bad guy, I mean spoiler, kind of bad.
I don't remember now.
He's the guy that wears the
No. Are you talking about the actual Winter Soldier, his friend?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's not Moriarty.
Oh, it's a different guy. Okay, whatever he is, I've seen him other stuff.
Different white guy.
He was, yeah.
they all look the same. Yeah.
Yeah, he was really good. By the way, did Robert Redford like get acid in his face or something? His face just—he's
old as fuck.
I know, but it's weird looking. It's like something went. It's like he had some sort of comic book mishap. He was really good in it, but
yeah.
Yeah, and I thought Samuel L. Jackson did a really good job in it. Well, I never hate him, but sometimes he just bores me a little bit, you know?
Yeah. That's an all-around good movie.
Oh, I got the one complaint I had of that, which is kind of a big complaint of all the Marvel movies, well, not all of them, but the ones coming up, is who's the black dude to play the guy with the wings?
Samuel
I like
Jackson?
Him. No, I'm looking it up right now. Anthony Mackie. He's great, loved his character, but when he puts on those fucking wings, it's just like, this is somewhat realistic, and now it's ridiculous. You know what I mean? Everything else kind of fits in that world of, like,
I feel
a
like,
little bit over the top.
I feel like anytime something crazy goes on with a black actor in a movie, they always go, woo!
A black actor?
Yeah, like, how many times does Will Smith say woo in his movies? Like, Independence Day, you can immediately think of that, when they're leaving that fucking... spaceship,
I think he says that in 7 pounds.
Woo!
then he kills himself.
I thought he was great.
Yeah, he's great.
I just can't stand the stupid winged suit.
Yeah, well, I guess in like the comic books, that character eventually becomes Captain America now.
I have no idea, but the winged suit was so dumb, and it's just like, this guy fought a war with this stupid shit? What is the advantage of it? Yeah. Why not just get a fucking airplane? I don't know. It's just none of it. I just, like, and I hate to, like, nitpick a comic book movie, but, like, everything else kind of fits in the world, and that was just like, whoa!
It's like,
why the fuck does he flying around with that stupid outfit on?
He goes to the army base, and there's like, you could have an F-16, or you could have this metal wing.
You're right. It was just so dumb. And it looked dumb, and
I didn't.
Outside
hate
of
it.
That,
I bought it.
I didn't like it. Everything else I loved in that movie pretty much, but that was just like every time he was on the screen with that costume, I just went, oh, Jesus Christ.
I love but whatever. Scarlett in all those movies is great.
Yeah, she was good. I'm trying to think of who else was in it.
I mean, the guy who plays the Winter Soldier is great.
He was really good. He was one of those characters where it's he didn't say much, and it's I think it's hard to do that, you know, and still be really good in a movie. Yeah, no, it was all good. Oh, the only other part I cringed a little bit about was when the goofy neighbor with the laundry basket all of a sudden is like rolling into the apartment with a pistol, and like I was just like I don't know.
Oh, she was supposed to be like a SHIELD agent watching Captain America, right?
Yeah, it wasn't really, like, the plot point. It was just that I didn't buy her in that role. Like, Scarlett Johansson, I think, does a pretty good job, like, playing that. You know, like, if it was her, I think I could have bought it more. Like, that girl, I was just like, no, nope, I'm not buying her as an action star. No fucking way.
I haven't seen the movie in years, so I don't remember most of this stuff.
she's such a minor character, it really doesn't matter. Yeah, but good stuff. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Civil War.
Yeah, that looks really good. I also saw Game of Thrones, but I don't want to spoil anything. I'll just say that it was one of my favorite episodes yet, and it has nothing to do with the thing that everybody will think that it has something to do with. It's just really good. Like, it did a lot of things, but it didn't feel like it was, like, scattered, like a lot of episodes, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, I don't know why. Yeah. It felt like each scene took its time, but it did, like, it changed the whole world in one episode in many ways, so...
I have to watch it after we're done recording here because I fell asleep during it last night.
I think we should have a 1 week rule of not spoiling. So, like, next week's podcast, we should be able to talk about everything in the week before us, if that makes sense.
We have a Game of
Thrones. Is there anything to talk about in episode one?
What was up with the old Vag?
I think the idea of that, she's, like, really old. Like, and
you didn't like it?
Internet, at the books.
I couldn't believe it was so hairless. I mean, I'm into that.
Yeah. So that's one of my problems.
I think after a certain age, you just don't grow hair anymore.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's one of my problems with Game of Thrones, though. Like, so I thought that was a cool scene. It's like she's really old, and I think she needed to, like, look at herself because she's doubting everything, right? And she's, like, she's, like, fucked up, and she thought she was going to win the war, but whatever. So I thought that was a cool idea. But it's like, do we really need the gratuitous nudity of this old woman, which wasn't even an old woman, I don't think. It's like
I've never seen an old vag. I was pretty into it.
Right. It's just fucking stupid. It's like,
I like her saggy ass.
Game of Thrones has to do that stuff to, like, shock, and it's like there's nothing shocking anymore. You know, it's really hard to shock people these days. It's just, to me, it's just like, I don't know. It's just lazy. They do that shit all the time. It's just like, all right, we get it. It's, you know, the point of the scene isn't to show 15 seconds of this old woman nude.
Yeah.
Well, you have to show some sort of nudity in the season premiere. So, I mean, at least it was her.
I guess we got to see that.
Her regular body's pretty great.
We get to see the normal girl nude too, I guess. But that, I actually forgot that happened because of the horrors of the next 15 seconds.
Trying to think. I mean, the first episode was good, but, like, I don't remember much of it.
It was just classic. Like, it just caught up with a bunch of stuff. I actually really like where the Cersei stuff is going. I think that's going to be good. Again, I don't want to spoil anything for episode two, so I kind of have to stop right there. But I don't know. Next week we'll have a ton to talk about.
Yeah, I want more Jaime Lannister. He's, like I always say, he's probably my favorite character in a book. Maybe him and Arya. That's one thing I don't like about the show. Like, I feel like they're really downplaying, like, Arya. Because there's a couple books where she is just so awesome.
I think she's going to be more of a star in this one. She's been heavily involved.
Her training, I feel like they're missing some things. I feel like they just don't pay enough attention to it.
Everybody gets downsized, you know? I mean, Jaime, too. I mean, he was parts of some of the books.
Like, I feel like they missed – I think they did an okay of job with Jaime and Brienne. But in the books, it was, like, so much more personal. Like, he cared about her. Like, he really – like, he's such, like, a monster – well, quote-unquote monster, but he's really not. But he really cared about Brienne.
But that's what's hard about –
he was trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, that's what's hard about the show is, like, in the books, when you get 200 pages of him being an asshole to her, and then 100 pages of him turning it around, and then 100 pages of him being nice to her. It's hard to do that in like 5 scenes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't get that same arc. Tyrion is the other really interesting. Yeah, I was just gonna say Tyrion's like the other, I think, really interesting character, in that he's like really bad and really good at different times. But they actually spend the time with Tyrion, I think, in the show extremely well, where like you totally get him. Yeah. Whereas like Jaime, they just can't. You can only have so many like main characters, and Jaime's just not one of them.
Yeah, I feel like they could do so much more with Jaime. Like, I feel like he could sell the show. Like, the guy that plays him is a good actor. He's perfect for Jaime Lannister. He looks like, when you think of Jaime Lannister.
I hated that casting. And really? Then it was so good. No, I hated it when I saw him at first. And then I was like, this guy's like a fucking Abercrombie and Fitch model. He's going to be terrible in this part. And he was like so good. He's like perfect for Jaime Lannister. So,
yeah. And I feel like I still go back to like the Oathbreaker stuff. Like, that was such like a powerful like moment in the books. And then the show, they did like a decent job with it, but it just didn't have the same feel. Like, I never felt like besides like the bear pit, they never really showed how much Jaime really cared about Brienne. I feel like they missed something there.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that they're really trying to sell like Jon Stark, Daenerys, Tyrion for the show, and Cersei, but like, I feel like Jaime is such a good character.
Yeah, I think part of it is probably that they know they have more time with Jaime, because some people die. You know what I mean? And you know Tyrion and Daenerys are going to be like the people that sell the show to some extent. Like, you know, those are probably the two most popular characters. So it is what it is. Dustin, did you read the books?
I read the first one, and I read about 30 pages of the second one.
Yeah, get back in there. Get on that, yeah.
Yeah, I know. And now that I like, I didn't want to watch the show until I read the books, and then I finished the first book and then watched the first season, and I was like, all right, I got to read the second book. And then I was reading the second book, and then the second season started, and I was like, well, fuck the books, and I just started watching the show.
Luckily, I read all the books that were out before they even announced an HBO show, so I only had to read the fifth book while the shows were out.
Yeah, I had the first three done when season one came out, and I finished the fourth and read the fifth. I still think, I think I'm the only one to Feast of Crows. Is that the name of it?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my favorite book. That's like all Sam. That's like all the minor characters, pretty much. Like, Tyrion's not even in that book, right?
Nope.
Is that the one that's mostly Arya, Sam?
It's the Onion Knight is a huge part of it.
Like, I love that stuff. I love the stuff with Sam. They still haven't shown Sam. Yeah.
I like that book, but I thought Storm of Swords was the best.
So that's good.
Dustin's so close.
Yeah, you should read him, Dustin. Was Feast of Crows a really long one, or was
I think Storm of Swords? They're all really long.
There's one that's like 1,200 pages. Jesus.
I would say that would either be 3 or 5, because they split off 4 from what was supposed to be half of 5. You know what I mean? Or I guess it would be half of 4 if they released it at the right time. That's why I like 3, because like, I actually thought 5 was really good too, but
none of them are bad. They're all great.
No, of course not. But by the time 5 comes out, the story is so huge that it's hard to like focus. Like, what I really liked about 3 is it was still like a super focused story for like most of the characters.
Once they really started getting into stuff with Daenerys, and Daenerys meets like 50 fucking people every chapter, you can't keep anybody's name straight. They're all you're just making these names up in your head because you don't know how to pronounce them. And she's got all like the old masters of the slaves, she got the new like leaders of the slave people, the freed people. It's like, Jesus Christ, who the fuck are these people? Like, all the people she meets in those cities.
Yeah, I think once the series is complete the rumor is that next season is going to be the last season.
I don't think that's right.
I think it is.
I'm pretty sure they said they're doing 8 seasons, and the 8th season was going to be short.
I think the 8th season is a prequel season.
I have no idea.
I can't imagine they have the last season of a series would be a
prequel. Why would they have the last season only be 6 episodes,
Breaking Bad did it.
Did they?
Yeah, Breaking Bad's last season was short seasons. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
No, wasn't.
Anyways, I think once the series is done, I want to read all the books.
Yeah, they kind of like whatever the last 2 seasons of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, they did like a half of the season, then the other half of the season.
I finally finished that.
Nice.
Such a good show.
That's one show that the hype does not disappoint. It is tremendous. Mm-hmm.
I was talking to somebody today at work. Like, there's really only... Because I was saying, like, we were talking about Game of Thrones. It's like, there really hasn't been, like, a single bad episode of Game of Thrones. And we were talking about Breaking Bad. It was like, there's only one real bad episode. It's not really bad. But only one, like, letdown of an episode is that one where he chases the fly the entire time.
Yeah, a lot of people were pissed about
it. It was
that.
Just... It's not, like, a bad episode. It's just like... What are you doing here? You know?
Yeah, see, for me, it didn't bother me quite as much just
didn't
because
bother me when I
wasn't
first
watching
it.
Live, so I was able to go directly to the next episode. But if I was watching that, like, and had to wait a week, you know what I mean?
It was just odd. It's like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, it was dumb. Yeah, I mean, if you say that you don't like Breaking Bad, I feel like you're just a hipster loser.
Yeah.
You could say you didn't actually watch it. It's too violent or something, but if you say that it's bad, then you're an idiot. Because it's one of the best acted and written shows ever. I don't even think it's debatable.
Have you have any of you watched Better Call Saul?
I watched the first season.
How was that?
I liked it. It's not Breaking Bad, but it was fine.
I actually heard that season 2 the one that's going out right now?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually heard that that's better, so you should get back in.
That's going to be a show I just watch when it comes to Netflix.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
that's what I will probably – I'll probably watch it someday. I like that character. I think he's funny.
I have Hulu. I have Netflix. I have Amazon. I have HBO. I just don't –
brag about it.
I just don't watch anything. Like, I'll watch Gotham every week, like when I'm eating dinner. That's the only show I really watch. So for me to be dedicated to a show is weird. I just wait. I have no problem with the waiting. I'm at that point where, I mean, besides Game of Thrones, I'll just wait for a show.
Yeah, I don't watch anything. I watch Game of Thrones. The last show I watched before that was, it's got to be something semi-recently. I watched that Chef's Table. I don't know if that counts since there's like 4 episodes.
I've been watching a shitload of, like,
nothing.
ISIS and Muslim shit.
It's interesting.
Like documentaries.
On YouTube? Or
no, like documentaries. Anywhere I can find documentaries on, like, the war.
Like on ISISrecruiting.com? Or
yeah,
what are you talking about here?
Like bomb making?
Those
shit
like
that? No.
Say ISIS again so we get put on a list.
ISIS?
Thank you.
I'm an ISIS.
I'm talking about the god ISIS, not
no,
the
I'm,
group
I'm
ISIS.
An ISIS sympathizer.
I'm not helping you with that.
Dustin just said that ISIS is god. This is all awful.
ISIS is a god.
Yeah, god in
sure, smite, a god, right? Or is god, whatever, Dustin.
Is a god. Look it up, motherfucker.
ISIS for life.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ever see that meme, like, after Prince died? It's like, ISIS should give up because now the prince is in heaven, there's no more virgins.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Did it ever come out, his autopsy, or have they not finished that yet?
I don't know. The last thing I saw was, like, the whole, like, AIDS report, but I never saw anything more.
I saw the AIDS report, yeah, but I haven't seen it
like
concrete.
No, yeah, it didn't seem like – usually if that's, like, a true story, you hear something more about it, but I never heard – yeah, I never heard anything else about it.
Yeah, it's, I wouldn't be surprised if it was just your average painkiller overdose because he had that shitty hip and probably got addicted to him. And
yeah.
And he was sick.
That would really
he
suck.
Had, like, the flu
if
or
that,
something?
Story about AIDS, that would be brutal.
Yeah.
Because, like, we've already discussed off the air, like, it's basically curable these days, especially if you're rich.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, like, he was Jehovah's Witness, which I didn't know. And he didn't want to accept treatment or something. Whatever. Yeah. I don't care enough. He died and whatever.
Well, yeah, we'll
he's
find
one of those
out.
People that he's one of those people that nobody gave a shit about until he died.
I think that's not quite true.
That
I think
pretty
that's
true.
I think that's definitely true for us. I think he was pretty popular. For a lot
no,
of people.
Like in the '80s. Nobody
well, that's what I mean.
Chappelle did.
It was
I haven't
well,
I haven't thought about Prince.
We're talking about everyone, like everybody's 20 years old. There's a lot of people, I think, who were like obsessed with him, when, you know, back in the day, in the 80s. You know,
I used to really like Prince, and I haven't thought about Prince since he was on that New Girl episode last season.
Yeah. I couldn't name you more songs than Purple Rain.
Raspberry Beret.
Sure. Couldn't tell you.
It's a good one. It was on Rock Band or something.
I'm sure I've heard it, but I couldn't tell you what it was.
It's about a girl wearing a Raspberry Beret. That she probably found in a secondhand store or something like that.
Yeah.
Are you just?
All right.
I can sing it to you if you want.
Let's talk about video games, since that's what we are.
What secondhand store did she go to?
I don't know.
AIDS R Us.
Yeah. What is so obsessed with the AIDS? Jesus Christ.
It's a salvation will.
We need to bring awareness.
Oh, Jesus. We got to. Dustin, let's go. The vodka's about to sink in for Adam. I think he's doing shots now.
I'm looking him out
for he's injecting into his veins.
I wish I had
like an AIDS needle.
Like a servant who would go get me a beer.
You set yourself up for that, Dustin. Come on.
Jesus Christ. Adam's like, let me make the easiest, cheapest joke about AIDS or.
None of this is getting put in.
Have you guys?
And not, he's going to take all this out.
Have you guys not met me before?
I haven't. No.
No. I tried to get off of this. You guys are the ones who kept on going. I said, let's talk about video games.
No one's been talking about AIDS except you.
I know. I was trying to get off of it. I felt the AIDS train coming, and I was trying to derail it. Hello? All right, so Call of Duty Infinite Warfare is a real thing. Trailer came out today.
I was not helping you segue out of that.
I called it last week. It's going to be in space.
You know what else is infinite?
Zombies?
Yes.
Zombie mode?
Is there a zombie mode? Infinity War usually doesn't do zombie modes, do they?
They confirmed a zombie mode in Infinite Warfare.
That. Zombie mode's dumb.
It is. Well, it's probably going to be quote-unquote zombies, probably like Alien or whatever, because they're doing it in space. Infinite Warfare in space!
So, the best thing about this is if you buy Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered, you get Infinite Warfare free, which is awesome. You know, they throw in one of the best first-person shooters of all time. If you buy it, you get a free game, which is a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, except you have to pay $80 for Infinite Warfare.
Is that what it's going to be?
Yeah.
Is that the standard price?
That's what it says online. So, $80 Infinite Warfare, and you get
both and $60 for the regular game, or?
I think pre-order is $80 for both.
That's crazy.
So you're not really getting anything for free.
Well, you're
no.
You're just buying an $80 edition of Modern Warfare. That remaster takes some money. But the only thing that worries me is
like you don't get anything else with that. Right?
The remaster is being done by a different studio, which kind of I don't know.
Yeah, it's being done by Raven, who did Advanced Warfare.
Like, I don't want anybody. I thought Sledgehammer did Advanced Warfare.
Oh, you might be right.
Yeah, probably right. But I don't know. I don't want them to change anything. I'm afraid they're gonna make like the multiplayer more modern, add some of the Call of Duty things that have been in there for a while now. And I don't want that. I want the 3 kill streaks, the small maps, no attachments besides like the 1 or 2 items you can do. Same guns. I want the guns to feel the same way. I even want the glitches in there. I want to be able to climb over the walls, invisible walls, when you build like a totem or a ladder with a bunch of people on your team. Climb outside the maps. Run around, shoot people from underground.
Do you think they're, since it's going to be in space, do you think they're going to have space levels for multiplayer?
I don't know. I don't care about Infinite Warfare. I'm talking about the remaster.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about the new game.
I don't care about either.
Well, you know what actually I have to say about the trailer? New game didn't bother me. You know, I'll bite. It looks like a... It's
Call of Duty Guardians.
It was way better than... the first thing I thought was Halo. Some of those ships look like Covenant ships when they first come in.
That's what I'm saying. Halo, Call of Duty Guardians. Like,
Halo, oh, Guardians, I was thinking Destiny.
Nope. You mean that it's Call of Duty in space? All right, I'm sorry.
Hopefully they have like a Soda Drinker Pro spot. Drinking soda in space. That's what I was thinking when you said in space. Fucking Soda Drinker Pro. I swear to God, I still hear like...
In space.
I still hear like bonus soda in my fucking head. I played 20 minutes of that game.
That's because you keep playing that game. Stop. Put the controller down. You pay $10 for it. We understand you want to get your money's worth. Just put it down and walk away.
Oh, shit. I think I need to delete that game off my Xbox because the box art is so fucking bad. It looks like shit. Like, I have all this great box art in my games and apps. Scroll through it.
And you don't have any box art. You have digital games.
Whatever.
You have JPEG images.
Whatever. They're pretty JPEGs.
It could still be an eyesore.
It is an eyesore. It looks like a five-year-old got a hold of Photoshop and made something for these guys.
I mean, it makes sense. You've played the game. You saw how terrible that was.
Yeah. I did bash that game on Twitter, then the people that made the game liked the tweet.
Oh, I don't think they give a fuck. It's like snakes on a plane. They know it's bad.
They got $10 from you. They're happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. They're like,
shit about if you're bashing it. No one's saying like this game rocks.
Every time I bash it, like I have a great batting average for every time I bat a game or bash a game, like the developer likes to tweet like the whole what was it, Volgar? When I said mm-hmm. I put up our video and it's like we played this game so you don't have to, and then the developer retweeted our video. It's like what the fuck?
Good times.
Man, that didn't work.
Yeah, that game looks fucking terrible.
Infinite Warfare?
No, Soda Drinker Pro.
Oh yeah. It's the best game.
Infinite Warfare looks like Call of Duty.
Yeah, I liked how they went more of like you're not wearing like doesn't look like you're wearing like the crazy exosuits or the jumping around.
I mean, they
shit.
Still had you'll the be
jumping around, don't you worry?
Yeah, I'm okay with Max, but that compared to like the reveal trailer for Black Ops 3, this one felt more like a Call of Duty game.
Yeah,
like that Black Ops 3 trailer was fucking terrible when they're showing like the bees like attacking people and shit. It's like what the fuck is this?
Oh, so bad.
Yeah. So this was, you know, I know Ghosts was bad. I never played that, but this Infinity Ward team, they did a decent job on Modern Combat 3 or Modern Warfare 3. That was a decent game. I liked the perk system they added. You know, they were the first to add the system where you chose what you wanted. You could stack stuff. Like if you wanted double perks, like say perk 1, you could do that. They gave you like 10 slots and you could fill the slots however you wanted. And that system is still in Call of Duty today. So, you know, they have some things that they're good at. So, be interesting. I'm just more excited for Modern Combat or Modern Warfare again. I cannot wait to play that again.
I wonder that'll be.
They're going to fuck it up somehow, you know it.
I wonder that'll be standalone price wise.
Be interesting. Yeah, I don't know. You would think they would have to sell it standalone.
The remastered or Infinite Warfare? No, they're not gonna sell it standalone. You have to pre-order to get it. That's what they say. Granted, they could change that.
I bet
in the
future, they
do. That's what I'm saying right now.
Yeah, maybe after launch, they might do it after launch. Yeah. I mean, I imagine so many people are gonna play that game over Infinite, anyways.
I've never heard of something where like you can't get a standalone game unless you pre-order, and it's more money to pre-order. You know what I mean? Like, you're just buying the game. They're basically saying if you want this game, you have to pay for it and our new game. If Dustin's right and it's $80 for both.
That's what I read online. That's what I saw online.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying, like, that's crazy. Like, they're basically saying, like, if you want this game, buy our $60 game and you could also buy this. Like, it's one thing, it's one thing if they give it to you for free. That's fine. But to make you buy the full price game and then also buy the other one, that's crazy. Never heard of that before.
Yeah, I don't know.
But,
it'd also be crazy if they did the Modern Warfare remastered and it was just solo. There was no multiplayer for that. That'd be pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna ask if they confirmed if that's multiplayer enabled.
I have no idea.
That would just be ridiculous. That has to be multiplayer enabled. It's too bad. Like, they did so awesome on Halo, and they included all the glitches and all that stuff. And then they just fucked up the multiplayer and it killed the game. I'm so sad.
That's what Call of Duty does. And then they fix it about 3 months later.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited for this next topic.
That's a great segue, because speaking of games that came out completely broken.
Battlefield 5.
Yeah. Did you just see this today? I didn't see this.
Yeah. IGN posted about it. Battlefield 5 is going to be revealed next week, probably.
That's very exciting.
And it might be set in World War I.
Fuck that. They should not ever make a World War I game.
That's the rumored thing right now. They're going to reveal it on the 6th.
Is so it on DICE? Friday. Do you know?
Yeah, it's DICE.
Yeah. I trust in DICE. I think they'll do a good job.
Okay.
I really do.
You think so?
Yeah, I really do.
I think DICE needs to stop making games for a while.
No, I mean, the problem isn't DICE. It's EA fucking saying, hey, here's your deadline. Go ahead and rush everything out that's not ready. I think when DICE has proper time, I mean, Battlefield 4 was an amazing game. It was just fucking rushed out so badly that, like, when you rush something like that out in a broken state and you have to fix it in the wild, it takes way longer to fix than if you just didn't release it, you know what I mean? And fixed the problems before. Because now you've got to support this broken thing and fix things and update it, and it's just a nightmare. So, like, Battlefield 4 would have gone down as such a great game if that didn't happen.
My thing is, DICE just seems like the workhorse for EA right now. I mean, they did in the last, like,
year.
So they have Battlefront, now they have Mirror's Edge Catalyst, and now they have this. It's a lot of games.
It makes you wonder if they are even, like, if it's really, like, three different groups of people. They're just calling DICE or something. Because that's a shitload of game making to do. Whereas, like, Call of Duty has, like, two or three studios that are, like, separate studios.
Hardline was garbage. I was one of those people that said, yeah, Battlefront doesn't need a campaign. Battlefront desperately needed a campaign. I was wrong. Like, right. The campaign in that game would have changed everything.
Or just needed to be a better game.
No, I think the game's fine. I like that game a lot.
Yeah, I didn't think it was bad. I just thought it was shallow. It was like, it wasn't a very depthful game. It was like very casual. And when you do that, you get sick of games like that, I think, faster than, you know. I don't know. It just didn't feel like a game that you could, like, rise to the, like, cream of the crop. It was just, like, for fun. So I was like, well, why not just make a fucking totally single-player game instead?
There was a report that came out last week. It said there's 50% more people playing Battlefield 4 than there is Battlefront, which is crazy because Battlefield 4 is, like, a three-year-old game.
It's also crazy because Battlefront had the fucking Star Wars license, which...
Yep.
You know, like, that was such a huge selling factor. It's the biggest hype movie in 10 years.
I mean, yeah, they nailed the aesthetics of that game, but you're right. It didn't have, like, any kind of staying power.
No. I wonder how the DLC was. Like, Titanfall really got better as they released DLC, but I will never go back to find out. Well, I can't go back because I never bought it. I just played the beta.
Are you talking about Titanfall?
No, Battlefront.
Oh, Battlefront.
No, I'm saying I wonder if the DLC makes it better like it did for Titanfall.
I don't know. Me and Dustin messed around with some Battle of Jakku stuff. I mean, it just feels like Battlefront.
It just sucks because that game is so beautiful and the sound so good. And yeah, they they messed up the... I think they were under a lot of pressure to make it, like, appeal to everyone. And when you appeal to everyone, you appeal to no one kind of thing.
Yeah. When it comes to Battlefield 5, if it's... Like, the videos...
Oh, God.
Jesus. I broke things. I broke so many things. Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
I'll stop you editing that out. I'll leave that right in.
Oh, fuck. What'd you do?
Nothing.
Okay.
Let's have an update on what just happened there. I'm very interested.
I caught back from the bathroom, and I sat on my chair, and I was moving my mic down to my face. And in doing so, I pulled the top half of my desk down, and everything fell off, including a picture, which broke.
Jesus.
So,
7 years bad luck.
I'm sorry, I'm going to keep laughing at all of your misfortune. It's correct.
It's fine. That's all right. Let's, let's keep going.
Well, I was gonna say, my thing with Battlefield 5, if it's set in World War I, is, like, the reason why people play Battlefield 4 is because you see these crazy videos of people doing weird shit with, like, jets and vehicles, sniping. Like, if you take all of that out of the game, what are people going to play for? Like, I could not think of, like, besides, like, the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, a more boring war period for a video game.
Like, what about the Cold War? Where nothing happened for X amount of years.
The guns, the guns suck. There's really, I mean, what are you gonna fucking fly around in, like, a Zeppelin?
I mean, maybe. They still had planes back then.
Yeah, but not like the planes that they had in, like, World War II.
Right.
And I don't think I don't know. It just does not sound appealing at all. It sounds boring as shit. I mean, that's the reason why they don't make Call of Duty World War II games anymore. They're so limited in what you can do.
I kind of was hoping that Infinite Warfare, I thought that was going to mean that they were going to do, like, time travel. And that would be fucking awesome. Where, like, you fight in World War One, then World War Two. You know what I mean? Like, you have to, like, skip around from, like... Because, like, as a small part of the game, it's actually really fun, you know, to use those old school weapons and shit. But it's definitely like, okay, I'd like to do something else now. But Activision, if you steal this idea, I would like some money, or whoever the fuck makes Call of Duty now.
Oh, Scud.
No, who's the publisher of Call of Duty?
Activision.
It is Activision, okay.
There was a game, it came out years ago, that you were a time traveler and you went back to, like, all the other, like, wars. So you can be in, like, the Revolutionary War with, like, a AK-47.
Was it a shooter?
Yeah. It was a piece of shit. Forget the name of it. But it does exist.
It was a Time Splitters game. I think that's what you're talking about.
No. No, it's not Time Splitters.
Oh,
I forget the name of it.
Is it Time Splitters?
That game doesn't exist. That game doesn't exist. I'm talking about the game that I just made up. He's already saying it sucks, that asshole.
No, I think it was really bad. I remember playing a demo of it. I was like fighting Indians. They were shooting like those spit wad things at me, and I was shooting them with a fucking M16.
Yeah, sounds like a fairly racist game.
I don't remember that part of the game.
It was like that thing Ace Ventura shoots at that one guy that's standing on the post.
Yep.
In Ace Ventura 2. What are they calling it? I don't even know what they call it.
Low dart.
Yeah.
I think so.
It was like those people versus like M16.
That seems unfair. Yeah. See, my idea was kind of like using old weapons. You're not thinking of that movie, are you? Where the guy goes back and machine guns a bunch of Native Americans with a chain gun. All right. Well, did anyone want to talk about DC Universe on Xbox One? Because I've never played it.
I haven't played it.
Hell yeah. I played it on the PC. It's really fun. You make your character basically either run fast, you fly, or something else.
So
I can't remember.
Why is it listed on Xbox One in the show notes?
Because it's now being released on Xbox One.
Oh, okay. I was like, you're like, no, I played on PC. I was like,
the game was.
Yeah, now I can play it with Adam.
The game is called Darkest of Days.
Stop making up stuff, Adam. No one.
That's not time splitters.
You could go from Custer's Last Stand to Pompeii, and then World War II stuff. And you had, like, modern weapons.
Oh, you just... Yeah, see, I wanted where you actually had the old-school weapons, not just, like, going back to those modern weapons.
Like, I think the demo was, like, Custer's Last Stand, and you're fighting Indians, and you have, like, assault rifle. You're the only person that has it, and you're just fucking mowing these people down.
Yeah, that is dumb. I mean, it's funny for, like,
really stupid
for, like, 10 minutes, but, like, yeah.
Dustin should get it. It's on PC. You should get it and play it.
Send me the link.
So you like DC Universe, Dustin?
Yeah, it's really fun. It has Superman and Batman and Lex Luthor and whatever. You can pick either being a hero or a villain.
That could definitely be a funny Twitch for you guys.
Yeah, we were thinking about doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun on the PC. I'm not sure how it's going to be on the Xbox with the controller.
I played it on PS3. It was fine.
Do you like level up your guy?
Yeah.
And like
it's an MMO.
Yeah.
It's an MMO.
Okay. Yeah,
it's a free MMO.
It's a free MMO.
Oh, you can spend money on it? Perfect. You guys are going to be poor.
I think it's got, like, expansion. I don't know. I only played, like, an hour of it on PS3. That was about it. I couldn't figure out what kind of hero I wanted to be. My powers were all over the place.
What are the primary abilities? You choose run fast or...
Run fast, fly, or something else. I can't remember.
I like Batman shit.
Anything but flying. Just for fun purposes of flying around the world. Or does it not like permanent?
You'd like science or some shit. Tech.
You can run up buildings and it's I don't know. I always pick flying.
What if your friend can fly and you can't? That just seems like it's like later, dude. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like
we're playing. Don't be friends with that loser.
Yeah.
That seems so fucked up. Yeah, nice job picking the guy that can run fast. I'll see you on the other side of the city, loser.
Well, you can run. I think you can run as fast as the people flying. You just have to run over buildings and people.
Any of this. Yeah. What are you gonna do over water?
You can run on water.
Yeah, where are you? Jesus?
What was the other one?
Yeah. Run I don't know. I don't remember.
I think it was like intelligence. Yeah, I think it was like intelligence. Gadgets.
What a superpower.
Yeah. The guy I picked, I tried to make him look like Batman and act like Batman, and it just did not work.
Adam, you can make somebody other than Batman. You can make your own superhero.
Yeah.
Make a guy that flies. You could put a red emblem Superman on his chest. Oh, sorry. That's a guy, isn't it?
Yeah.
That runs really fast and a red outfit. Ah, fuck.
Next time I play, I'm going to try to make somebody similar to Hush or Martian Manhunter.
You got to make your own.
Well, they're going to be different people, just similar characteristics.
You're going to try to make them look like the whole thing.
I wish.
I'm trying to see right now what the other one was, and I can't.
So when you say Batman and Superman and Lex Luthor are in it, they're like part of the story missions and shit?
Yeah. You're just like some loser fucking hero or villain. You're working your way up.
Just like in real life.
I see. You're playing like D3 football, basically.
Pretty much.
Okay.
You're playing like...
Can you make your costume look terrible?
Yes. Gotta
look up screenshots.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I'm terrible at designing shit. My costume, my guy looks ridiculous.
Universe Online. Go.
There's also for PC, there's a Star Trek MMO that I was a part of for all of 5 minutes, where I made my guy really tall and really fat, except for his arms and legs, and I ran around just looking like a stupid idiot, and it was like, all right, I'm done with this game.
Actually, this looks pretty cool. This person looks pretty badass. They're on the roof of a building. It's kind of cool artwork.
Not a terrible game.
Although I don't think it's going to look like that on Xbox, but it should be close enough.
I'll fire it up. I'll check it out.
It doesn't look too shabby. I like the idea of releasing MMOs on console, too.
Especially when they're free.
Super Speed.
There's a bunch of Super decent Speed, free Hacker games on Xbox.
All right, so yeah, there's Super Speed,
in this with you guys.
Yeah, okay, Acrobatics, and okay. Flight.
Acrobatics, okay. Interesting.
Back to Andy's statement. Andy, you're never going to get involved with this game.
Well, hold on a second. I'll probably play it for like 5 minutes.
You'd probably play it for a day, and that'd be it.
Yeah. Well, okay, yes, you're right about that. But I might actually download it and start it. And you know what I'll do? I'll make a guy, because I really like doing that.
Yeah, that's fun.
I got nothing.
I'm really sad that they canceled Infinite Crisis, the MOBA DC game. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I never got to play it because it never came to Mac.
Dude, they got some really cool looking characters, like the custom characters on this. They actually do. It looks like they have a pretty good character creation.
Yeah, we should get in there. We should make a clan.
Is it available yet?
Yeah, it's
out right now. It's available on Xbox right now.
Oh, let me just go ahead and download that while you guys close out the episode.
Well, we didn't talk about Lionhead closing down, finally.
Sure.
Fuck them. They shouldn't have made that garbage Fable
Legends.
I'm not
going to lie to you. I thought that already happened.
I guess there was something to do with, like, Europe laws where you can't... You have to, like, review all the books and go through all these things before you shut down a company.
Yeah, they,
you have to help them find jobs and shit.
Oh, interesting.
It's probably good policy. Maybe something that America should adopt. But I believe it's, like... It's more complicated. You can't just shut the doors and tell the employees it's like fired. Like it has to go through like a review board, and then you have to help the people that you're letting go find jobs.
Yeah, let's not get it twisted. We're not happy that anybody lost their job, but Lionhead Studios hasn't been Lionhead Studios in a long, long time.
And that Fable Legends game, we played a little bit of it. It was not a good game.
It's like calling Rare. Rare, you know what I mean? Rare's not rare anymore. All the people that made Rare are gone. Lionhead Studios is, I don't know who was the talent there, because it certainly wasn't fucking Peter Molyneux, but whoever it was is no longer there.
I wonder where he's going.
Oh, I hate him so much. I really do.
My thing with Fable Legends is, when we played it, it was a pretty stable game. And I think at that point it should have been out, and they should have been trying to make some money off of that. Like, what were they doing for the last year and a half with that game? Because that's how long it's been since me and you have played that. That game's been out for a while on beta. Like, what were they doing? Of course, there's no way they were making any money, or what were they planning on making money with that game? You know,
it's really weird to have a game get that far and just, I don't know.
Something probably really fucked up in the studio.
I just think I was like,
people butting heads on the game.
I don't know. It seemed like they didn't really have like a direction to the game. They were just adding stuff, never really making their way towards release.
A lot of games are doing that nowadays too, though.
Because I think it had a cool idea. Like, I think it could have been fun, like having like the person that creates the level, you know, have them on a PC designing the map, and then you trying to get through it. That was cool, but
yeah, it was kind of fun. It
shouldn't take 2 years of a beta, and then have no result.
It felt a lot like Evolve in that it was a neat idea, but that just wouldn't have any staying power. And I wonder if Evolve's failure, they were like, nope, not putting another dollar into this, because ours isn't probably as good as theirs.
It was definitely
DC Universe Online installing.
Nice.
Any chance I launch that?
Never.
All right.
It's going to be downloading. You're going to play it Rocket League. You'll see it pop up, and you'll never look at it again.
I have a soccer game. There would be a much better chance if I didn't have a soccer game tonight, because I would wait till it downloaded and start it immediately. If I remember that game exists tomorrow, very, very unlikely.
I'd like to think that I'll play it.
I'll send you an invite.
Dungeons?
There's like raids and stuff. It's a full-on like MMO.
This all sounds very interesting to me.
I like for what I played of it. I was just, you know, playing by myself with no mic on PS3, no friends, you know.
Well, it's just like real life.
Friends aren't going to change. glad me and Dustin were on the same page there. All right. Do you guys have anything going on this week before we get out of here?
I'm bouncing around some ideas for YouTube. I might do a video of Kalimba. I think it's how you say it. The Japanese Games with Gold game this month, which you all should get. You can get since our consoles aren't region locked, you can get the free games from Japan. This one's actually pretty cool, little platformer puzzler. So get the word out on that. I kind of like that, but I mean, I don't know. Are we streaming anything, Dustin?
Probably Saturday.
Yeah, we're either gonna
don't know what yet.
Yeah, we're either gonna do the following, the Dying Light expansion, or maybe we'll do some DC Universe. Andy can shoot it on it. We'll figure something out.
I'd love to. And people can join us on DC Universe because it's an MMO. We don't have control of that.
Yeah. And me and Blaze are working on an idea where we're going to play each other in sports games that he's never played.
Hasn't started yet.
Yeah, we didn't get around to recording it this weekend, but I'm going to play him in Madden and kick his ass because he's an English fuck. He doesn't know how to play football.
Brits.
Yeah. losers.
I'm very excited for that. Shit, I had something.
Me too.
Oh, I was just going to say, if you follow us on anything, follow us on Twitter, because that's really our portal into everything else. You know, Twitch and YouTube and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
and join our Slack.
That'd be great. Just shoot us anything. Tweet, Facebook, email, anything. We'll add you. I will eventually get that Heroku site up, but oh God, it's just going to take an hour of my time. Just sounds terrible.
We're getting like one or two people a week.
Yeah, I mean, this would just be nice because we could just put it up and people could just automatically join. It's just you have to start a server and shit, so.
Do it.
It'll get done. I think that's pretty much all we got. Dustin, you got anything?
I have nothing. Things will pop up on YouTube. Enjoy those. Or don't.
Yeah, exactly. That's how we feel.
Go subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yes, Ape of Bourbon, if you can't guess. All right, guys. Yeah, good times. I'm still intrigued by this DC Universe. I just want to see what it's like. It just sounds so... I remember seeing reviews, and they were like kind of positive, and then I never heard anything about it again. So I'm interested to see what it's like to hop on there and fuck around.
It's a fun game.
It blows. Or it's great. I don't know. All right.
So nothing really major broke on my desk. Just one picture. So I'll take a
picture
and
up
glass
everywhere.
Twitter. Yeah,
it's
my eyes.
It's anything good. All right, I'm Andy.
I'm Ab.
I'm Dustin.
Now we're gonna be bourbon.
In space!
I don't ever want to get right. This is kind of wrong. Got me feeling so strong. I'm too gone. Too gone. Emily.
stunts. I'm a goddamn satellite at a whole nother kind of height. Out here at the top, it's so lovely. Ain't no stars to die, no trumpet. Out here at the top, it's so bubbly. Ain't no roof to fuck it up for me. Is it hallelujah? Ain't no stars to die, no trumpet. Is it hallelujah? Ain't no roof to fuck it up for me. Is it hallelujah? I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said. $220 in the dash. I blew past the upper class. I could walk the whole finish flat without looking back. I ain't even breathing yet. Hit a J like a cigarette. I'm finna sell an immune. What's the limit to a fucking cartoon? Out here at the top is so lovely. Ain't no stars to die, no trouble me. Out the top is so bubbly. Ain't no roof to fuck it up for me. Ain't no roof to fuck it up for me. I said hallelujah.